Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. This is I Had a Wife, and this is Madden 17's Rewind Show. I'm on air. Okay, so we did our draft. And this is 2017. It's been a few years. This is a week in review. And got to forgive me because it's been a minute. I keep saying that, but I'm trying to fix my board here so I can see if people call in or not. All right, so let's get to it. Okay, so that being said, so we did the draft last night, and I got to tell you, it was a very interesting draft. Very interesting. We'll start off with the AFC East, and hold on. Spare me one second. I've got the right board. All right. So here we go. Very interesting draft last night. A lot of guys took teams that didn't think they would take, but lo and behold, here we go. So first you have pick one, and there was some controversy with this pick because he jumped up there, and it's Smack who took pick one, and he took the Cowboys. Pick two was the Panthers, Amazing Doc. Pick three was the Bills, which was myself. Pick four, Rams, Fuego. Pick five, Genesis, the 49ers. Pick six, Tez, Buccaneers. Pick seven was Al Diggie and the Texans. Pick eight was the Jets and the Digio. Pick nine was the Cardinals and Orange Crush. Pick 10 was Bears and C-Mel. Pick 11 was the Broncos and D-Man. Pick 12 was Titans and Kadaki the Titans. Pick 13 was the Seahawks with Duca. Then you had pick 14 was the Saints and Torrey. Then you had pick 15 was the Falcons with True Tennessee. 15 was the Jaguars, Sean. 17 was Mr. Big D with the Steelers, surprisingly. But 18 was the Raiders, Rich Too Nasty. 19, Emery took the Giants, which was a switch. 20, the Vikings, Jordan. 21 was the Chiefs with Fubu. 22 was the Packers with Castro. 23 was the Dolphins with Chris. 24 was the Pats with Diggs. 25 was Kittle and the Browns. 26 was the Bengals, Mike Castle. 27 was the Eagles, Alfredo. Colts was J.D. The Redskins was Beantown. Pick 30 was Beantown 100 with the Ravens. Pick 31 was Chuck G with the Chargers. And pick 32 was the Lions. So we're going to break down the divisions. You know, it's interesting. And if I get a call in somewhere along the line, I'll ask guys why they pick which teams they pick. If not, I'll just have to go with what it is. And, yeah, in the AFC East, you have the Bills and me. I had a wife, Dolphins and Azuran, Pats and Mr. Biggs, Jets, Vigio. And then you got in the AFC West, you got the Broncos with D-Man. You know, and Fubu and them Chiefs, and then you got Rich Too Nasty with the Raiders, and the Chargers is Chuck G. I mean, you know, there could be some good games this year because a lot of these guys didn't take the same teams they took last year. AFC North, you had the Beatdown 100 with the Ravens, and you got Mike Castle, who's a new guy with the Bengals. Killer BX with the Browns, then you have Big D with the Steelers. So everything seems even at this point. There's no dominant, to me, there's no dominant player in any division in the AFC East, AFC West, and AFC North so far. So in the AFC South, you got the Texans with Al Diggie, you got the Colts with Big D, who's a new owner, and you got Jaguars and Sean, Titans with Gaddafi. Now, that's going to be a battle week, too. I mean, Al Diggie's not that bad, and Sean won 4 Super Bowls in the last Madden, and Gaddafi need to get run for the money. And again, these guys are taking teams they didn't have last year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. In the NFC East, you got the Giants with Emery. You got the Skins with Beantown Beatdown, and you got the Cowboys with Smack, and you got the Eagles with Wilfredo, who's a new guy. Again, depending on what happens here, I mean, Smack and Beantown, they may run roughshod over this, but this is a new game where everybody's just learning. That's a division to look at. In the NFC West, you got the Cardinals with Crush, you got 49ers with Jin, and you got Duke with the Seahawks, and again, Fuego with the Rams. Now, all these owners are good players. Duke is a returning champ from last year. Jin is a returning champ from the year before. I mean, Crush has been to the Super Bowl. You know, he didn't get a chip, but he's been there. I mean, and Fuego, he's a tough guy. When he had the Texans, I mean, he's got the Rams now. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that division. It's like anybody's game right now. Anybody's division. I mean, you have the NFC North. You got the Bears with C-Mel. And you got Broad Street with the Lions. And you got Castro with the Packers. And Jordan with the Vikings. I mean, this is just like everything just seems real even to me. It's like I think about how guys were playing last year and how they were doing and how these guys are all mixed. We're all mixed in different divisions now. Then you have the NFC South and the Falcons with True Tennessee and the Panthers with Amazing Doc, the Saints with Torrey, who was a returning champ from last year, and Tez with the Bucks, who was giving people a run for their money. I mean, again, in each division, there really isn't a dominant character, a dominant owner. We haven't started the seasons yet, but in the first four games, you know, I'll come back and we'll take a look at what will happen in the first four games and see who is doing what. I always say, you know what, you might have been champs in the last Madden, but you know, it's a new Madden and you know, new champions are made, so we'll see what happens. At the same time, you know, there's five commissioners this year. This is the most we've had. Returning Amazing Doc and True Tennessee and Azuran and Mr. Big D and myself, we're going to maintain and run the league as best we can. You know, we added some new rules that we thought would help the league out and you know, We're hoping that the guys get used to the rules and so on, and you know, we can see what happens. The call-in number, by the way, if somebody wants to call in, is 657 383-1135. We're trying to do these shows every four games. Again, we'll come back and take a look at it. Apart from that, we'll see what happens. You know, we got a good group of guys, and we'll go from there. So one of the rules that we added, and we thought would you know, help out. I mean, as we go along, we'll be looking at Madden. We'll be trying to make this game better. But you know, we add stuff to kind of help out. And the game of the week, you know, we had this odd and even week system where, you know, depending on the week, it's whoever's home and whoever's away. This week one, the home team, if it's week one, if it's week one, the odd team will stream or stream the game of the week. If it's an even week two, so obviously the home team will stream. And that's one of the rules that we added in there. Also, we have we've added a what I found in this game is that, you know, you can actually audible down now. I've been playing, and that's one of the rules we have that a lot of guys maybe, you know, miss, but you can't audible when you have a wide receiver going into the tight end position or into a blocking position. I've had to call timeouts while playing. You know, one of the rules that we're exploring is the position rule. We found that in Madden, in this Madden here, the cornerbacks and safeties, you know, they're you're able to, you know, switch them up, put them in positions and stuff, and we kind of don't really go with that at this point. So, you know, this is what we've done is we say it must mirror the substitution rule. For you guys who don't know, I mean, you got to go in and look at the rules and understand what's going on with that, so you have a better understanding. And then we put in the 2-point conversion rule. We had it where if you were losing, you can go from 2-point conversion to either tie or win the game. But now we've made it where either team can go for it. I think I'm gonna have to get me, you know, a co-host, somebody I can bounce some questions off of. I mean, when I was doing this a while back, this is what we were doing. Bounce some questions off each other and seeing who you think will make a splash, you know, first couple of weeks out. You know, as I, again, look at these divisions, I think that I can predict, I'll give some predictions. I think the first season out of the AFC East, I think it's going to be a toss-up between the Bills, Dolphins. I mean, it's really tough, Jets, Pats. I don't know. As you ran, it seems to think he's got a handle on the Dolphins, but, you know, anything can happen during the season. I think I'm gonna throw Diggs out there. He's got the Pats. The Pats is a pretty stacked team. I mean, Tom Brady and so on. I think if he gets a roll on that, he'll be hard to stop in the division. The AFC West, again, you got you got Rich Too Nasty, and you got D-Man, and you got Chuck G. I think Chuck G is a new owner. Don't really know how he plays, but I can find out. I think at this stage, I'll say Fubu, because Fubu's been a tough competitor, and he's got the Chiefs. I mean, tough team the Chiefs are this year. In the AFC North, you got the Ravens with Pete Down 100 and Bengals with Mike Castle, and the Browns with Killer BX, and the Steelers with Big D. So, you know, Mike Castle's a new guy. Killer's played with us before. D had the Kansas City Chiefs last year, and he played pretty well. I think I'm going to go with the Steelers in this division, just because I think he's got a good game play. I haven't played the other owners, so I played Beatdown when Beatdown had the Seahawks. I mean, you know, he's a good player at points, but, you know, he can be beat. So, I mean, I think it can happen. Like I said, it's a new game. The other AFC South, you got the Texans without Diggy, the Colts with Bay D, who's in Warner, Sean, four-time champ, Gaddafi. I think I'm going to have to go with Sean simply because I think he's got a handle on the game already, and he's a tough competitor. On the NFC East, you got Emery and Beantown and Smack and Fredo, who's new. Out of the three, I think I'm gonna I could be wrong, but I'm gonna pick Smack out of these guys. The Cowboys is a pretty tough team, and Smack is trying to get a handle on them. In the NFC West, you got the Cardinals with Crush. You got Jin with the 49ers. And again, Jin and Duca are returning Madden champions from the year and year before. So, you know, Duca has squeaked by and beat Crush in a Super Bowl. That's how he got his. And then you have Wade, who had the Texans. But, you know, again, different teams, different year. I'm just because I think I'm going to go with crushing the Cardinals because he seems to think he has a handle on that already. He's got his team he likes. And it looks like there's somebody in the queue. So let's see who we have. I hope I get this right. Let's see. Let's see. I haven't done this in a minute. Got it there with me. Who we have here? Hello, somebody there?
Is that Steve?
Yeah. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Boo Boo.
Boo-boo, okay. Boo-boo, you got a lot of noise in the background, but, you know, it's what it is. So, you've called in. What are you thinking about the draft last night?
Yeah, I think I came away big, man, you know. With the Kansas City Chiefs, the people in my division, I don't think they're going to do well. I think I'm going to take this to the chip.
Well, I had you picked you as the AFC West division winner this season, but again, you know, you got Rich Too Nasty and Chuck T, and I don't know how they were still playing. T-Man has the Broncos, so you never know, but I gave you a pick.
That's
you're going to win that. You know, as I look at the divisions, I said, okay, you know what? Wow, where are you?
I'm on the train. Yeah, I'm on the train.
You pulled me on the trip with all that noise. He would. Okay, so anyway, so what do you think about Crush, Jim Duke, and Fuego division?
I can't believe Crush went back to the Cardinals.
Well,
it's gonna be fun looking at question Jingo at two times a year.
Well, I mean, looking with that, you got the Seahawks with Duca in there, and then Duca
Crush
out. So
I think Duca is gonna take that division. He's gonna change it.
You think? Huh?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
returning
the new cast, new
Cobb
hometown.
I picked Crush just because he seems to think he has a handle on it. And again, it's a new game. You know,
mm-hmm.
You never know. The in the AFC South, you know, you got Al Diggie with the Texans, and then Sean has the Jaguars, and you got Gaddafi over there with the Titans. I mean, I played Sean, you know, somewhat. I played him a game or two last night, and he seems to have a handle on this game already. So I picked him as the one to take that division.
Yeah, I think Sean's going to take it.
Yeah, so
what about you? What about you, Steve? Who do you think you can take win your division? With Chris, who else is in there? Who else is in the division?
Biggs and Digio. Biggs got the Pats and Digio got the Jets.
You're definitely going to win that division.
Well,
I think you're
going to
win
that division. I appreciate your thought process, but I think the Bigs have the Pats, and the Pats are pretty well set right now with Tom Brady at the helm. You know, pretty good, pretty strong team. You know, I think in this man, you know, make some mistakes, and it'll be over for the game real quick. You know. I think in the AFC North, got the female Broad Street Castle and Jordan. And I was going with at that point Jordan, because Jordan has the Vikings, and I think Castro, he's good. He stayed with the Packers, but you know, he didn't really make any noise last year.
Mhm. So Steve, I got a question for you.
What's the question there?
What made you pick the Bills? It was been all this talk that you was gonna pick your team, the Giants, and suddenly you picked the Bills.
I imagine in a row I haven't picked the Giants simply because I like teams with I went with a team that was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I took the Steelers last year. But I just felt I like the way the Bills play. And I figured I could win with them. Yeah, there's a lot of talk. We thought guys were going to listen. But how many guys didn't take the same teams as last year? Who would have thought crushing the pass up the Broncos? You know what I mean?
Because I think he figured that quarterback position was not there.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's the thing about building a team. So you don't win the first season, you know, that's fine. Then you go in the draft and you draft your quarterback. We don't even know what quarterbacks are in the free agency at this point, because the game is that we haven't gotten into the franchise. And so there could be gems already there that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way the Bills play. You know, they got three good quarterbacks, actually. The rookie is pretty decent.
And the quarterback is quite mobile, too, right?
Well, that's the other side of the coin. I just feel like I like that mobile quarterback. If I got to get out of there, I like to be able to run. So that's why I took the Bills. I played with the Giants. I just don't think that the Giants is a good fit for my thought process now. You know, although I play people online with the Giants, I had a guy beat me the other day with the Giants. I mean, Beckham was catching everything. So,
yeah, that's Beckham for you.
Yeah. So, you know, I just think, they got a couple of extra picks. You know, their salary cap isn't that bad. So, you know, the third string quarterback has got 96 throw power. I'm like, okay.
No, that's good.
Get him going.
I think a good division to watch is the NFC South. You got Doc, Tim, Tori, who are
Ted
and Tez.
Tez, yeah. I mean, I would think that, Doc with the Panthers, I mean, he's got Cam Newton. I mean, Torrey's he's a returning champ from last Madden. I mean, he knows the Saints. Tim took the Falcons. I guess he figures he could work with them.
If you got Julio, you can work with them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, as I said at the beginning, I said a lot of guys took a lot of different teams than they had last year. I'm surprised people took teams who never thought they would have grabbed, but they did. I mean, everybody thought Rich was going to take the Colts, and what did he do? He grabbed the Raiders,
The Raiders are a good team, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, guys took the – there's only a few people that took the same teams, but mostly everybody went a whole different route. I mean, if you look in the NFC East, you got Emery, you got Dale, you got Smack, and I don't know how good Wilfredo is, but just in those three right there, I mean, the Giants isn't a bad team. Skins isn't a bad thing, but it's what the owners do for teams that start to make the difference, And, that's why I say it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I just think that first four games is going to tell where people are at.
Oh, most definitely, it's going to set the tone.
If you're 0-4 at the end of the first quarter of the season, you're gonna have to reevaluate what you're doing.
Change your plans, because I don't think you're gonna win 12 straight.
Not in this man. I think that maybe not at this point. Let me say it like this. Not at this point in this man. No, I think that everybody's so new to the game, so if you get behind the 8-ball, it's gonna be tough for you to pick up. Not like last year where guys were coming in on the 0-14, 0-12 in a row. I mean, it's very hard to do anyway.
Have you looked at your schedule yet to see who you're going to face?
No, I haven't. But you know what? For some reason it's telling me my time is almost up. And that being the case, I'm going to sign off now, fool. This is only a half-hour show.
All right.
So, till the next time. I think it ended already, but we'll see. All right. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too, man.
Well, that's the first show down. Thanks for Google. Thanks for calling in, giving me something to talk about. And that's the end of the show, I guess. Almost. I thought I had some music lined up here, but I guess not. I gotta rethink this. Let's see. I thought I had music. I guess not. All right, well, this is a good show.